guy is stuck now. How is he doing? Just watch him. So we're okay. This is the Via Teverina now, running south-north from the little city of Viterbo, our little city, right up to where we are. We just passed there, it was all in brambles and so on, you can't see the river, but that was Aqua Rossa, which means the red water. Now that goes back to classical Roman times too, and they had baths on that. It's now all covered over, and they had a big battle there, and the water, it ran red with the blood of the defeated, and so it's Aqua Rossa, the red water. It's a very exciting part of North Lazio, which almost no Italian knows, and certainly Romans don't know it. And all we have up here is cows, wine, olives, and of course our wonderful lake. So it's just paradise. It's the opposite of big city life. It's simple. You talk to your cat and you talk to the trees. It's has a lot of Tipperary features, and I didn't realize that at the time. Of course, it's much hotter, and it does have wine and olives, which Tipperary, sadly, in my youth, didn't have. But it's, yeah, simple. It's a simple life. Whatever beauty is, this is it. This lake, the central lake of Bolsena, just north of Rome. We are looking now at the ripples on the lake. The lake changes every day. Sometimes it looks like Loch Key in Roscommon. Sometimes it looks like Lake Bolsena in North Lazio. It's the biggest volcanic lake in the whole of Italy, and it was, I mean, it's the last big eruption. And it's a big lake. It's 56 kilometers round about the circumference. In the middle, you have two islands, also mythic. And this was all Lombards, the Lombards, Longobardi country, from the 5th century to the 9th century. I spend most of my life, most of any day in the late spring and in the summer and in the autumn too, outside, outdoors. Spend most of my time outdoors. Now when I come to compose, I have to go indoors. I find that it's better and quicker and cleaner indoors because I'm distracted by the birds and by natural sounds, and above all, cicadas are very bad. Any time of day or night there. So I have an orchestra of cicadas in my garden. I want to have the musical thoughts that are in my head. They too, of course, are influenced by nature, but I want to have them on the paper, not just swatted upon flies or massacred insects. Water has been in a lot of my works, Sweeney's Vision, and several other works, including Quasi Una Missa also, and even in the purely abstract orchestral works, there is a deep feeling for the flow of water, the flow and the swish and the swash. And I've just come back from Venice, and there you get the squelch and the squalch of the water as well. And you can get it in computer music, and you can do it in also in big orchestral canvases. Italy was my first love after Ireland. I studied very early on in Rome, and I loved the language and the culture, but I never thought that I would find here, I would find paradise. Yeah, there was the pull of the Shannon, of course. I grew up in North Tipperary as a child, and the Shannon was the big myth. It wasn't just a lake, Loch Derrig, not even a river, but it was a myth, a gigantic myth for me, a kind of a Herman Melville backdrop. The sheer body of that water pulling me to it. Certainly I want to live close to the magnetic pull and the mesmerizing influence of great water masses. Well, we're just going up to where I saw the viper on the top of the pigsty 4 years ago. In fact, we will go up and inspect the site. We haven't seen them since then, and we don't want to. So it's a very special landscape, and sometimes you do the best things unconsciously. You only see afterwards why. But this is one of the better things I did in my life about 10 years ago, and have not looked back. Here we're hearing the milking machine because they're already beginning to milk. There are 120 cows over there in the big complex. Here now is where the snake was. Now old Rovenza, Maria Rovenza, our neighbour, she's cleared it here now, and she saw that snake the next year as well. I didn't. She was down with her bare hands here, grubbing around in grass and in plants here, and she could have been killed straight away. Very, very bad health and so on. An old lady would be killed instantly by a bite. So she wasn't. And it's a bit clearer now, so it cleaned up. Maybe the sun did that, so we can see where the hands and the feet go. Mm. So we're just going up now to the old pigsty. Okay. And we're looking here too.
Very rustic.
Very rustic, yeah, it is. Now, that end of April, kind of still coolish, 4 or 5 years ago perhaps, and the viper was up on this roof just in here. We couldn't get near it because the old lady, she had a whole lot of rubble and stuff here. And of course, the farmer wanted to kill it straight away. He couldn't get in close to it, so it was able to move up very, very slowly. Its battery's not yet fully heated up. And it eventually disappeared in that hole there in that wall. But before that, it looked back very coldly at me, and as if to say, I'll remember this hostile visit of yours up here. We'll be seeing each other again. So we haven't as yet, and I'm delighted.
Perhaps you didn't like Lutoslawski's music or something.
I think he was against atonality in general, anything after maybe Wagner.
No sun.
We are standing here in the Ridotto, which is the smaller of the two theatres of the Mancinelli in Orvieto. And we had beautiful concert here, musically, visually stunning, on the 31st of July, this hot, hot summer. It was a mixture of little bits of music of mine, my new duets for cello and piano, and we had a viola solo of mine, variations on Awori in the Barra, and we had music by a couple of great 19th century people leading up to the great Brahms trio at the end. It would be wonderful to have Irish musicians out here. We have them from the National Symphony Orchestra. And to have Irish music out here. Basta la pasta. Sì. Bellissima l'ambiente.